My name is Stephanie Liao, and I'm going to read the article, PHS's HIB Epidemic, Why is PHS Exhibiting Such High Levels of Bullying? Written by Harry Dweck and published in the opinion section of the April 2024 issue of The Tower. PHS's last publicly reported score for its harassment, intimidation, and bullying, HIB, self-assessment is from 2022. It received a 46 out of 78. This assessment is reviewed annually by school administration and evaluates the school's preventative HIV programming, implementation of NJ policy, and overall climate for reporting concerning behavior. In many ways, our school presents a hostile environment. Hurtful rumors spread quickly, and joking with racism, sexism, or homophobia have become part of normal conversation. Diana Ligas, the PHS Dean of Students, said that the most common type of HIV this year was physical confrontations that stem from name-calling. Our predicament is not normal. The unfortunate truth is that our school is faced with a significantly worse environment than neighboring high schools. The West Windsor Plainsboro High School scored 75 out of 78 on their HIB self-assessment, while Montgomery High School received a 77 out of 78. Publicly available statistics show that PHS is doing poorly even compared to previous school years. There were 13 confirmed HIBs from September to December of this year, compared to 5 in the same period last year. PHS's main strategy to combat bullying is by reporting instances of HIB. The only HIB-related category that PHS gave itself full points on in the self-assessment was our proficiency in HIB reporting. In fact, our school's HIB lawyer, Alicia Danella, has even called our increase in HIB reports not a bad thing in a 2023 information session. The more we learn about HIB, the more we can spot it, so sometimes an increase in reporting is indicative that we're doing better, Danella said during the meeting. However, our current situation is by no means adequate. In a community dedicated to improving student life, what matters most is preventing bullying from happening in the first place. While documenting HIBs isn't a bad thing, it doesn't change things much. A short-term rise in the number of reports could be attributed to an expansion of the definition of HIB or a more efficient system to report bullying cases. However, high long-term rates suggest that bullying continues to plague our school. There are a few explanations for why PHS's current reliance on HIB reporting to address bullying isn't working. For one, our reporting system is extremely ineffective. The New Jersey Department of Education mandates that the Board of Education operate on an impact over intent policy. This means that the instances of HIB are often evaluated based on the reactions, impact of the victim, not the intent of the perpetrator. In New Jersey, if one student harms another student, but the victim does not express a strong reaction, the perpetrator will often receive mild punishment. Naturally, the perpetrator may be left with the misconception that their actions were not harmful or even acceptable. The impact over intent approach also doesn't take into account that victims might feel pressured to downplay their experience for fear of retribution. Moreover, reporting and disciplining one individual might improve their behavior, but will have little impact beyond that. Despite the long-winded and time-intensive HIB reporting protocol, the overall school climate is not being transformed. Of course, many of the shortcomings of our system aren't entirely the fault of our administrators or guidance counselors. A lot of PHS's reporting policy is decided at a state level. But that doesn't mean that we can't or shouldn't have other initiatives. Other schools, like Montgomery High School, have already recognized that given all the problems with NJ's reporting policies, other measures are needed. In 2023, Montgomery High School scored 15 out of 15 for their HIB-related programs and approaches, and 6 out of 6 for curriculum and instruction. Meanwhile, the PHS self-assessment proves we have a long way to go. PHS received a 5 out of 15 in the HIB programs and approaches category, and a 3 out of 6 in the curriculum and instruction on HIB and related information and skills category. Still, if there is anyone that can remedy our predicament, it's the PHS Guidance Department and Administration. With their honest approach to our self-assessments, they have allowed us to diagnose the problem and work together to address it. John McMichael, the Director of Student Counseling Services and the district's anti-bullying coordinator, recognizes these shortcomings. It's one thing to be reactive, to handle HIB allocations when they come up, but we do need to do a better job on being proactive. We have the data right there showing that. PHS could start to improve by increasing accessibility. Most HIB policies are hidden in large documents with a lot of jargon or in long, dry videos. Nowhere on the district's anti-bullying page is there a clear overview of school procedure. PHS should also have recurring mandatory sessions throughout the year for students that clearly outlines what an HIB is, what to do when involved in an HIB, and how the district handles HIBs. If students are consistently reminded of what qualifies as an HIB and what the consequences are before they are involved in an investigation, they will probably be less inclined to be involved in the first place. In this way, PHS will also send a clear message to students that bullying is morally wrong. But no matter what new policies are implemented, fundamentally, we need a shift in school culture. McMichael aptly highlighted this need for change. Is it too strong to say that people forgot how to interact peacefully? I don't know.